You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Sisrat, that we thank Ribono Shel Olam because he gave us the power, as we mentioned, that we were very weak, halashim, that we ruled over the giborim, and also the wicked, they were defeated by tzaddikim, and also the minority took over the majority. So now here, so it does make sense that the weak be able to rule over the mighty, and also the minority, that is ma'at, rule over the rabbim, that is the majority. So now, what's the big deal about tzaddik to defeat the wicked, or peor defeat the impure? I'm sorry? No, that goes without saying. We don't need a miracle. You need a miracle?
Yeah.
Why?
Because on the outside, it looks like the impure will dominate the pure.
I know, but if you're tzaddik, automatically you get rid of the rasha. So you don't need an extra miracle from Shamayim. You understand the point?
No.
What's it?
We gotta give you the permission from Shamayim.
What permission? No, what's the benefit of being a tzaddik? If you're a tzaddik, so then it's going to go through automatically. If you're a tahor, so then tameh is going to be thrown away.
So what's your question?
That's true. But here, we're talking about the general tzaddik and tahor. I'm sorry?
What's the question then?
So if one is tzaddik, so that means the wicked is already defeated automatically. So that's the benefit of being a tzaddik.
No.
You follow? And then to be tahor, so then obviously the tamei cannot rule over him. So but here is categorized the weak and the mighty and the majority and the minority in the same aspect of the tahor and the tzaddik, with the wicked and impure. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't go together. Because when you're tzaddik, so that means nobody can come close to you.
No, when you're tzaddik, more people come close to you.
No, I'm talking about the enemies.
They increase.
Fine, but it's obvious that there's a benefit to be a tzaddik. So that means the wicked cannot rule over the tzaddik. I'm sorry? No, both. Now see, Avraham Avinu went to war with four great kings, right? Moshe Avraham Shalom with Bil'am. Or let's say Moshe with Paro.
But so they didn't fight by themselves because they were tzaddikim. Hashem was behind them. And
exactly. Them. Yeah, that's automatically. So he doesn't need extra miracle. But here we mention, no, that was an extra miracle. Understand?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.